This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We got this idea pitched yesterday, and we love it. By the way, we got a lot going on. Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock, Ben Charrington at 8:30, Ian Rappaport to talk about the Steelers and Titans and when they may play this dang football game, that at 9 o'clock. But we love having our drafts, and we thought, let's go off the board and get a little weird, especially in light of that presidential race that's going on. This isn't political, but we thought we'd take the best sports figures to run for president and make it a draft. Real simple rules. They do have to be a U.S. citizen. They can be retired from sports. It doesn't matter. They don't have to be an active athlete or coach. The 35-year-old age minimum requirement is waived. They just have to be alive.
They can't be dead.
Right. No dead guys for president. Or women. So that's, I think, a real simple way to get us started. The draft order will go as such. Leading off, first overall, will be Colin.
I'm gonna win.
Okay.
My first pick.
Okay. All right. Cool your jets. Colin goes first. Jim second. Me third. Matt fourth. And then we'll snake back around. We'll make five picks of sports figures for president. All right. Hit the music, Matt. There we go. All right. With the first overall pick in the sports figures for president draft, Colin Dunlap selects.
Okay. Provided this would be the next president, this would be a seamless transition. This would be great. A man embroiled in some alleged sexual illegalities. He owes everybody money. He doesn't pay his taxes. He owes everybody money. He's incendiary on Twitter. So he's much like our commander-in-chief. This is great. First pick of the draft, Antonio Brown. I'll take Antonio Brown. Seamless transition.
Yeah, can't get any crazier than that. All right.
Yes.
Jim, your first pick?
So we're going that way, are we? I couldn't decide. I couldn't decide which way to go. I'm going serious here. I actually have a list of 20 people that I think would be qualified.
Me too. That's why AB was first. Me too.
Well, AB, how many White House chefs would he go through over the course of 4 years?
How many first ladies?
Chapo.
What are you talking about?
The Oval Office.
First lady. Second, third, fourth, fifth,
anyway,
whatever.
Who's your pick?
Okay, like I said, I'm gonna be serious here. I'm going to go with LeBron
All right.
James.
All right, so Jim takes LeBron James. That leaves my first overall selection available. Very important in presidential elections that you've got some kind of tie to the military, which this man does. You've got some kind of everybody's got to have some kind of weird tie to the state of Pennsylvania. Doesn't matter if it was your third cousin twice removed, lived in, I don't know, Bellefonte, PA at some point. Doesn't matter. And this guy's grandmother is from Fayette County. Mike Krzyzewski is my first overall pick. Coach K.
Good call. All right, what do you got, Matt?
All right, so I got two picks in a row here. And let's be honest, I mean, we're doing this draft. We're going to put it out on Twitter after this. And it's all just a popularity vote, right? So in light of that, I cannot go away from this man who I have come in contact with a lot over the years. A man that is participating in this very draft, I will go with Jim Colony.
Jim Colony.
I love it.
Wait,
I love
wait
it.
A minute.
Oh, I do.
Jim
like that
doesn't
pick.
Select
I,
himself. Matt does. I love it.
I will not run. If drafted, I will not serve. If elected, I will not serve. Whatever.
Gotcha.
Who's your second pick, Matt? Okay.
I got no quarrel with. Anyway, continue.
All right, my second pick. I'll go a little bit more serious here. A man of a lot of integrity, I think. Great leader and a guy who's been on this show multiple times, I believe. And you always come away from a conversation with him feeling better about the world and about yourself. I'll go Tony Dungy.
Tony Dungy.
Oh, that's a good call, Matt.
Yeah,
good
that was
pick.
My
really
first
good call.
Selection I thought of.
Yeah.
We don't care.
Okay. All right. I need to balance out Coach K, who was my first overall pick. I need to balance him out with somebody who's going to be outspoken, who's never going to let you wonder where he stands on the issues. And again, you've got to go with some sort of Pennsylvania connection. He played for the Sixers. Charles Barkley.
Oh, I had him. Okay. All right.
All right. Jim?
Oh, it's back to me, eh?
It's back to you. You need... Who's second behind LeBron for you?
You know, Dungy, when Colin texted me last night, Dungy was actually the first guy that I thought of. I'm going to keep it local here. I'm going to go with Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward.
Ooh,
okay.
I like that.
I then get two picks. Two
yes.
picks in a row,
correct.
Right, Matt?
Correct.
I will go. Are you ready for this? Now, this gets a little... He's deeply religious, thus
okay.
that'll he'll get.
Oh.
I would he will carry the state of Florida.
You're still
he will
stealing.
Carry
oh
the
yeah,
state of
stealing
yep.
my pick.
The all
I can't
important
believe
state
this wasn't
Florida.
Matt's first overall.
That said, he may turn some people off because of how religious he is, but I think that he'll win a lot of middle America here.
Man.
I mean, he will win a lot of women named Betty who live in Leavenworth, Kansas. Give me Tim Tebow.
Great call. And a good balance pick. To your first overall pick of AB. He'll help he'll help center AB just a little bit.
Well, I could see them teaming up and go Tebow, AB, 2024.
In 24, maybe. Yes.
Yeah, they have a lot in common.
All right. You get
next.
You get another pick.
If you want to go all good guy team where it's kind of hard to find. And when you're running for president, right? It's kind of hard to find somebody who has something bad to say about this guy. Plus, you want that regular guy feel. It feels like sometimes the White House can be distant, you know? If you want the All regular right. guy everyday feel, but still get it done kind of guy who carries and might wield some power, stick with a quarterback position and go Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning would
Ooh,
be a
great
president.
Pick.
That's a solid pick, and I've heard people say if he ran for office in Tennessee, he would win in a landslide. It wouldn't matter. It wouldn't matter what office he'd ran for. He would win in a landslide. All right. It's our sports figures for president draft. Who would be the best sports figures, people from the sports world, to be president? Jim, you are up next. You've taken LeBron James and Cam Hayward. Who's your third pick?
You know, when Matt launched into his soliloquy before he picked Tony Dungy, I thought that the way I thought he set it up to pick this particular person, Jeff Capel.
Oh man, that's a great call. Oh, that's a great pick, Jim. I'll be honest, I really thought you would go this direction with my next pick, and I thought Matt would go there. I thought maybe Colin was leaning there with the way he was describing his last pick, but look, again, everybody has to have a connection to Pennsylvania somehow. And you want dignity and integrity in the Oval Office? You want somebody you can trust? A guy everybody likes? Larry Fitzgerald.
Oh. Good call. Good call. I like it.
Yeah.
All right.
Matt, your third pick.
All right. I'm going to stick with a local man again. I'm going very local with this draft, I've just noticed, but with my next two picks. A man that has been in the Pittsburgh sports landscape for seemingly forever. A man that you can hear on these very airwaves as well. And a man that's going to win the popularity vote because that's important to this thing. I'm going Pomp.
Pomp! Oh!
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. But is Pomp Nation wide enough, though? I question that. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a bit provincial there, Matt.
Yeah.
No, Matt's got another one.
Oh, okay. I don't know where we are. Go ahead.
That's man
all right. We're snaking.
Is,
move it along.
Yeah, this man is a CEO type, a great leader, and his press conferences would be just something. And it would open up a whole new world of phrases that he could throw out there. It's Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
Tomlin.
That's a great call. Had him on my board as well. All right, my fourth pick. I got Coach K, Charles Barkley, Larry Fitzgerald. And this guy actually has U.S. citizenship despite being born in Saskatchewan. We know he can chirp because we've seen him and Kevin Stevens do it to Brian Bellows. We know he knows how to have fun sliding across the tarp at Three Rivers Stadium with the Stanley Cup, but he's also a leader, a captain on some of those great Islanders teams of the past, Brian Trottier.
Woo, I like it. All right, whose turn?
Jim,
let's go.
Yeah, I'm kind of too serious here. Steve Kerr.
Oh, no, he was on my list. You're not too serious. You are not too serious.
No.
Great pick. All right, following that up, I get two picks and I'm done, right?
Yep.
Greg Popovich.
Good call. I knew he was going to go.
And then my final pick. I think this is the hammer. This one is going to – this is big. I was thinking about someone else, but I'm going Venus Williams. Venus Williams.
Oh, Venus. Okay.
Venus Williams.
I like it.
Greg Popovich and then Venus Williams. Yes.
All right, so Colin's team is A.B., Tebow, Peyton Manning, Popovich, and Venus Williams. Jim, your final pick to build off LeBron, Cam Hayward, Jeff Capel, and Steve Kerr.
Well, I could go all over the place here. I've got people from John Tortorella to Brooks Orpik to Mike Leach to Terry
Take
Francona.
One.
We don't need to know all your picks. We just need to know the one you're freaking taking, Jim.
Okay, well, I was told to lengthen things out a little bit here. I'm going to go with Megan Rapinoe.
Ooh.
Okay. Very
got
popular.
It.
All right. That leaves me to my last pick. I got Coach K, Chuck Barkley, Larry Fitz, Brian Trottier, and this one, Jim has gone the serious route. This one, with my final pick, definitely not going the serious route. The great Bill Walton.
Bill Walton. Wow. Like it.
That's a good pick.
All right, Matt, you get the final pick of the draft. Round it out. You got Colony, Dungy, Pomp, and Coach T. Who's your fifth pick?
All right, I'm going to go Mr. Irrelevant here, a man who saw a need in his community a few years ago and raised $37 million.
He was on my board.
J.J. Watt.
Yeah.
J.J. Watt.
Very good.
All right, so who do we leave off?
Right.
I had Al Villanueva and Rocky Blyer next.
Those are good. I had
Tom
along
Brady.
The Steelers lines. Yeah, I had Dwayne Woodruff since he's already a judge. I had
Steve
John
Largent.
Stallworth. Yep. Let's see. Who else? I think
David,
we covered
David Robinson was one of mine.
Oh, good call. Military service.
I can't believe
service.
We forgot
good
the Admiral.
Yeah. You know German. Who else I had? I had Jim Nance. He's very presidential, like in the way he acts.
It's true.
I think
very dignified.
I thought Tony Romo because he seems to know what's going to happen before it does.
Oh, good call.
It's a good call by you, Jim.
And
all
then,
right,
what about,
we'll put the results. Go
what
ahead,
about Jeter? Was Jeter on anybody else's board?
No.
I thought of him for a second, and then I don't know. There's too many question marks there for me.
I had Belichick.
I had Tyone.
Oh, okay. Jameson would be good. All right. Okay.
Ron Cook
like
has Leland
that.
As his first five picks.
No, and he has Ben in there, too. Yeah.
Oh, and Ben. Good call.
Yeah. All right. We'll put the picks up on Twitter. You can follow us at Fan Morning Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.